The last time the Olympics happened in this part of the world was in 1980 in a country that no longer exists, the Soviet Union. Those were the summer games that Americans knew little about. The U.S. had led a boycott of the Moscow Olympics to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, but the games went on. I remember Misha, the bear mascot for the games, but like many Americans, my memory of those Olympics is mostly hazy. For Russians, though, the games were mesmerizing. The world's Julia Barton caught up with one man who remembers it all very well.
My name is Yuri Saprykin, the chief editor of, in Russian it's called Afisha Vozduch. It's an online cultural review. I was 7 years old.
Misha, the bear cub has become the keepsake of the Moscow Olympics.
All the Soviet cultural machine worked for the kids and made animation films and beautiful movies and books and everything. So for me, Olympic Games was one of the cultural projects for kids. It looked like that.
Весмирза, а баба яга против.
Before the Olympic Games, you saw on the TV funny animation films about the Baba Yaga, evil hero of the Russian fairy tales, who tried to organize boycott.
Yes. Я проникаю в трубу! Он не выйдет из леса!
Moscow welcomed its guests. They came to the Olympic Games with cameras, bicycles, sabers, boxing gloves, and high hopes.
Of course, everybody was upset because of the boycott, but TV channels tried to find good examples of the sportsman who was boycotting the boycott.
The way to Moscow was not easy for the sport delegations of some countries. There was a campaign to boycott the games, and this cannot be passed over in silence.
You know, in 1980, there was a really strong reason for a boycott. It was invasion in Afghanistan. And I think that maybe not me, but the adults understood it very well. So I don't remember any hostile feelings for Americans. You know, in the late Soviet Union, even for ordinary people, any event which brings together many foreign citizens, it was really a holiday. It was so strange and beautiful to see completely different people which doesn't look like us from another side of the Iron Curtain. For 2 or 3 weeks we looked at the sports competitions. And then there was a closing ceremony of the Olympic Games when Mishka flew away into the sky, and I think every Soviet kid at the moment broke in tears. It was very sentimental, very moving moment. It was like end of the beautiful fairy tale. Everybody felt the same. I think me and everybody I know remember that closing ceremony like a symbol of the end of the childhood and end of the Soviet period. I think my own children don't know much about Olympics. They don't wait for it. It doesn't look like a kid's holiday. It looks like a big state-sponsored event which must show all the world that Russia is a wealthy and solid state. I don't know. It's not for kids.
Soviet Olympics Memory Lane, and that was editor and columnist Yuri Saprykin speaking with the world's Julia Barton in Moscow. See what that Soviet architecture from the 1980 Olympics looks like now. It's a far cry from the sites in Sochi, that's for sure. We have a slideshow at PRI.org.